perhaps one danger we have when we look at the saints with happy endings, you know, this doesn't mean that, yours is going to have a happy ending. You know, you might, your cross may, in this sense, be heavier than Monica's, that you will pray for this person you love so deeply who's not a Christian, who's estranged from the church. You may walk that cross all the way to their funeral and not have the happy ending that Monica has. And so I never want folks to turn the stories of the saints into, well, if you had just been as good as Monica, this would have had a happy ending. You know, that would be to abuse the goodness that we find in the story of the saints. She's an example to us of patience and long suffering. But it's not as though Monica is this dispenser of, you know, follow Monica's three easy steps and then everything in your life will be hunky-dory as well.